Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side, good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper
and buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Time now for our Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. It's John Walters. How are you this morning, John?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good. And, of course, you've mentioned up until this point when we've talked that, you know, going to be a lot of close games. But last weekend, fortunately, was not that case with a 72-20 win over Louisiana Monroe, which a team that played Florida State pretty well the week prior.
Yeah, they'd gone into overtime with them and lost 45-44 when they missed an extra point. I expected certainly a little bit more competitive game. I did think Iowa State had a chance to make this one not as close as the others. But to win by 52 and, you know, get an opportunity to see a lot of different guys play who hadn't had the chance to play much before was really good. And it was a really good day. You know, it didn't start too auspiciously. The Cyclones turned it over on their first two possessions. But when that happened, the defense really bowed up and kept Louisiana Monroe from scoring any points, and I think that really gave a surge of energy to that offense. And after that point, they scored on 11 consecutive possessions. So really good day for both sides of the ball, and really, really fun to see a lot of those younger guys that haven't had a chance to play much get in there and not only play, but play well. I mean, guys like Rial Mitchell and Sean Shaw, and there were several young players, Jirel Brock, that we hadn't seen yet that they got in there and really did some outstanding things.
Yeah, like you, I was a little worried with that start when I saw Brock Purdy throw that interception, and they gave Louisiana Monroe good field position. But, yeah, you're right. They really got things going there and held on for that huge win on Saturday. So, opening up a Big 12 play is this weekend. 12:30 is the pregame show. 2:30 kickoff right here. You can hear the game on Kix 101.1. You'll be down in Waco, Texas. It's Baylor. They're 3-0 off to a pretty solid start. They've got a pretty good quarterback in Charlie Brewer as well. He's thrown 7 touchdowns already.
Yeah, this is a really interesting matchup in my opinion. I think this is one of the more intriguing matchups because the two teams are so alike in what they do. They run the exact same defense. They each have a quarterback who's making really good decisions. And no two quarterbacks in the Big 12 remind me more of each other than Brock Purdy and Charlie Brewer. They play almost the identical way. They both can put it away and run it and do it very, very effectively. But they're both extremely accurate. And there's a lot of things that these two guys have in common. And then on top of that, their defenses are almost identical too. So those are some things that, you should say to yourself, this is probably going to be a really close football game. It is important to Baylor, the 3-0, but, they haven't really played a great level of competition yet, but they've looked pretty convincing in their wins. They did go on the road last week to Rice, didn't play quite as well there, but still won pretty handily. But, I think it's a really good game. This is probably two teams legitimately. Most people at this point, I think, would say that these two teams are going to finish in the upper half of the Big 12 conference. Where remains to be seen. We're just starting conference play, but I think these are two teams that, if a few things fell their way, could get into the race for the conference championship. So it should be a really good game, a really tight game, and I think that's probably why ABC's wanting to show it, or ESPN's wanting to show it in that prime window at 2:30. Because they know it'll be a competitive game, too.
Yeah, this is not your grandfather's Baylor Bears squad. they've been much improved ever since Robert Griffin III was there. That's when this Baylor program started to see a change. Plus, they also have a new stadium, which they got in the past couple of years, McLean Stadium. How's it to broadcast out of there?
Oh, it's a great place to broadcast from. It's so much better than their old stadium. Their old stadium was really bad, and this is perfect for Baylor. It only holds 45,000, so it's not a huge stadium. It's 16,000 fewer seats than Jack Trice Stadium, but they don't need 60,000 seats at Baylor. It's a private school down in Waco where there's probably more Texas fans living in Waco than Baylor fans, I would say. It's pretty close. And so they don't need some huge, huge stadium, but they fill that one up very nicely. It's going to be hot down there, you know, 94, 95 degrees. This is a game where, you know, Iowa State's depth, and they do have some very good depth on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to really need it because the heat and they do play a lot of guys. That's going to really benefit them, I think, in a game like this. But Baylor's used to that heat. They play in it all the time. So that probably washes out any advantage Iowa State would have because of that depth. So there's another thing that kind of makes it a toss-up as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, stay cool and have a great call on Saturday.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Brandon.
All right. Thanks, John.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1.